at cfrc.ca.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic, every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
Ducks Unlimited Canada works with landowners and other conservation-minded partners to improve outcomes for communities and wildlife. Supporting vital ecosystems which contribute to water quality and quantity, soil health, support agriculture and economy, mitigate severe weather events, and provide opportunities for recreational access to nature. Together, we are unlimited. Learn more about programs and partnerships at ducks.ca.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast of Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. I'm your host, Abby, and you are listening to Fly on the Wall on CFRC 101.9 FM. It is 3 p.m. on Thursday afternoon. I'm here every week on Thursdays from 3 to 4, and my show is all about sharing good music. I got a variety of everything, honestly, from house music to indie to a little bit of pop music here and there. Got some R&B alternative. This week, what I got for you guys is kind of a random repertoire of songs I really enjoy and new stuff that I've been listening to. We go everywhere from the Wings to some local artists and all the way to a new song by upcoming pop star Somber, low-key an industry plant I've heard, but I think he's really sick, and I think he makes really good music. So you know what, today I kind of just want to dive into it. This is my favorite Beatles solo artist. Actually, I don't know about that. Paul McCartney and the Wings. I think him and this band are so amazing. I might just say George Harrison has a solo career that is more near and dear to my heart. But the Wings are amazing. One of my really good friends, Jamie, will go as far to say that the Wings are better than the Beatles. I don't know if I agree with her there, but I think they are pretty awesome. This is Silly Little Love Songs by the Wings.
I love you. Every time I feel this way, I know I need you in every day, and I can't understand how I got so damn far. But you is gonna see me through. Nobody but me is how it's supposed to be. Nobody but you is gonna see me through. Nobody but me is how it's supposed to be.
That is Nobody But You by the Sheepdogs. And that is a song off of their up-and-coming new album, Keep Out of the Storm, which the title track is actually really good as well. And I heard that on Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Skylar and Abby put on a great show, and I would recommend going and listening to them. It's a great song. They're a really great band. They're actually coming to Kingston, I'm pretty sure, in the middle of March, playing at the Grand Theater. And so if anyone doesn't have a ticket just yet and wants to go, hit me up because I really want to go and see them. But none of my friends want to come with me, whatever. But they're a really good band. That song has such a great guitar solo. It seems super just Canadian and in that best way, and you would just be sitting on a dock in the sun listening to that song and probably the whole album. I'm really excited for the rest of it to come out. And yeah, they're super cool. Check them out. And next up, we have one of my favorite songs ever by a really good friend of mine. His name is Jake Kimmel. He's an alumni from the Berklee College of Music. And just last year, he recorded, mixed, and mastered and written an entire album before releasing it. And he did that with all of his friends. He is one of the most talented people I have ever met. The voice of an angel, is insane on the guitar, and is just super creative, writes beautiful lyrics. And I would give the entire album a go. This is my favorite track off of the album. This is Far Too Late by Jake Kimmel.
When everything's quiet, study your pain. Let out your lemons to rinse and rain. Everything's wasted, you tell yourself over and over again. You try to hold on to what few can attain. I'm watching you slowly unravel. You bleed and you beat yourself away to the point where you feel like there's nowhere.
everything's quiet, but I'm all alone. Far too late for their crying. They're sorry and they've plugged up their ears.
tell me why. Tell me why. Is it hard to make arrangements with yourself when you're old enough to repay but young enough to
That is Tell Me Why by Neil Young. I think that's my favorite Neil Young song ever. And the reason I played it right after Jake Kimmel's song is because I was actually introduced to that song by him when he was performing it one time at our overnight camp. And it was just super lovely, honestly. I think back to that day and it just made me and my friends smile so much. Once again, Jake is so, so talented. And not only is he super talented, he has just such great music taste and always performs amazing songs, always introduces me to such great music. I really love you, Keiki. You're so talented. Everyone go give all of his music a good big listen. So I went to go see Neil Young this past summer at Budweiser Stage, and I went with a bunch of my friends, and it was super fun. And of course, Neil Young's amazing. I mean, he's getting a little old, but it was an absolute privilege to see him live. It was one of those concerts where it was just pouring rain outside, but there was no one was doing anything about it because it's just good music. It's community. It's being together and just having a ball. The same thing happened when I was at Oasis with my mom, and it was pouring rain and we were freezing. I mean, it was raining for probably an hour and storming, but it was just the sickest concert ever. And I don't know, just imagine watching them play Champagne Supernova and it's pouring rain and everyone's still dancing and singing. And it's just, I think it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. Concerts are the best. I wish they were more accessible to go to, and I wish more people came around to Kingston, honestly. A few years back, I saw Ringo Starr and his all-star band, which was so insane. I mean, I feel like it's kind of a random place for him to pull up to, but it was such a great concert, and I hope for more big artists to come around this way. Speaking of another Canadian artist that should make his way over to Kingston, Mac DeMarco. He is so talented. I think he makes kind of obscure music, but it's still super digestible. I mean, his voice is amazing. He has a bunch of hits, as everyone knows. But this right now is Nothing At All.
Heavy, mind open, feeling cold now. Strange how little things can send you down that road now. All your cures been put away. You've known
Tried and True by Ween. I think they're such a cool band. My dad actually called them a knockoff Foo Fighters. But I mean, what do they say? Imitation is flattery, am I right? I think it's pretty sick to even be compared to a band that good. It's like Greta Van Fleet. Everyone's saying they're a knockoff Led Zeppelin. I mean, the fact that they can even imitate the noise of one of the greatest bands of all time, I think is a true talent, honestly. I understand, though, that new art is, you know, what everyone's looking for right now. But I still think it's a great thing. Ween makes really cool music. That was, once again, Tried and True. And next up, we have new single by Somber. He's an up-and-coming pop star. I'm not the biggest fan of pop music, but I honestly think he makes really fun music, and he's super silly, kind of obscure. I've seen a lot of clips from his shows, and he just seems super fun on stage and a really lively performer. He also has a great voice and makes really cool music. Yeah, I love him, honestly. Hats off to you, Somber. This is Homewrecker. Thank you.
got drunk, waiting at the boxcar like you wanted. I waited, you called it, you never made it. I'm just sad alone, trying to pick it up and move along. You said you're ready for a long time, but you're on a road of making fine. Let me be no other, living like another, sip and I'll be fine. But then I'm coming off again, wouldn't even remember that same look you're hiding there. I never seem to not it anyhow, knock it back in pow. Amazing, I cave in, cause all my worries slip away again. One for the party, baby, up on the road, drumming, not back to drink, there's nobody home. Waking up Monday only to realize that your Saturday self ain't one you like. Baby, go. Last night I dropped acid and came to know of all things passing, most just get away. That's what George's records say, but I'm just sad alone, trying to live right back in years ago. You said you're ready for a long time, but you're on a roll of getting high. Let me be no other, living like another, sipping. I'll be fine, but then I'm coming off again. Wouldn't even remember that same look you're hiding there. I never seem to knock it anyhow, knock it back in pow. Amazing, I cave in, as all my worries slip away again. One for the party, baby, pop on the road, drumming, knock back a drink, there's nobody home. Waking up Monday only to realize that your Saturday self ain't one you like. But I get by, don't you know? If a baby go.
Give Up Baby Go by Peach Pit. These guys are one of my favorite bands. I think they make such just fun and happy music. They kind of remind me of Fall because I feel like I discovered them when it was fall and I would just listen to them a lot and it was super comforting to me. All these like indie bands like them, Peach Pit, Palace, Briston Maroney, you know, those types of guys. I started discovering indie music in fall of last year, so they kind of remind me of fall, but I really do think that they make such summery music. It's just so happy, and it feels sunny, and I think it's just really cute stuff, honestly. I mean, they're obviously so talented. I'm not taking away from that. I just really do think they make such cute music that makes me so happy. Once again, that was Give Up Baby Go. Peach Pit, I don't think necessarily on this album from 2 to 3, I don't really think they shred all too hard during their guitar solos like in this last song, but I think they have just like light guitar solos that are super, super sick. They're just not that rock, like, you know, like shred, whatever. The epitome of a really good indie band is Peach Pit. Next up, we have one of my favorite songs by Canadian artist Katie Tupper. She makes such also really pretty music, super girly. Her lyrics are absolutely beautiful. And she just released an album called Greyhound. It is super amazing. This is one of her singles from a few years back. This is called Comfort, once again by Katie Tupper. And let's give it a go.
Of keeping up, head above water, in the middle of a drought, but I've been watching your ways. You don't need to make space. Can I be that one thing? Can I take on something? Don't mind everything for your sake. If all I am is one comfort of many, that's more than there's room in your place. Look just like me. You know just where to find me. Na-da-da-na. Na-da-da-na. I find you on my finer days, and open roads lead to your sweet face. You got a lot on your plate. You don't need to make space. Can I be that one thing? Can I take on something? Don't mind everything for your sake. If all I am is one comfort of many, that's more than I can wish for. If there's room in your plate, like me, you know just where to find me. You know just where to find me. If all I am is one comfort of many, that's more than I can wish for. There's room in your plans that look just like me. You know just where to find me. You know just where to find me.
How sad are we, and how sad have we been? We let you know, we let you know, oh, but only if you're really interested. You wonder how we've stayed alive till now. You know, we let you know, but only if you're really interested. We're all smiles, then honest, I swear it's the turnstiles that make us hostile.
That was We'll Let You Know by Morrissey, former lead singer of The Smiths. I think that song is so beautiful. And I also think that a 5-minute song for me is like my perfect sweet spot. I feel like you can go through the chorus a few times. You can get a bunch of different verses in there, really switch it up and, you know, do your big one in a 5-minute song. I discovered this one in the movie, one of my favorites, mid-90s. And I know so many people will go to say that it's not a good skating movie. I mean, I don't really have a good reference point to other skating movies, per se. I mean, I've seen North Hollywood. I have yet to see Kids. But I think it is such a good movie. It's in my top 10. I mean, just to nerd out a little bit, they use the 4:3 aspect ratio to make it look, you know, a little vintage, like it was filmed on a VHS type thing. Really good color grading. And I mean the soundtrack. We have this track, We'll Let You Know by Morrissey. They have Dedicated to the One I Love by the Mamas and the Papas. That scene where all the skaters are just hill bombing, and that song is just perfect. That's exactly what it feels like to be on a skateboard and just going down a hill in the summer with your friends. That movie also has such a good group of skaters. You got Kevin White, Ryder McLaughlin, Aramis Hudson, Sonny Soljak, the main character, Nikhil Smith, just super cool skaters. And little fun fact is that in this movie, and I assume a lot, if not all of the skateboarding movies, takes real skaters and teach them how to act, because I feel like it's a lot different and more technical. I wouldn't say more technical, just in a different way. No hate to actors, but I just a lot more technical to learn how to skateboard. So they take real skateboarders, professional skateboarders, and kind of teach them how to act. Jonah Hill directed that movie. I think it's super special. The storyline is great. I would really give it a go for anyone that's into kind of, I mean, my idea of culture is fashion, music, movies. I would throw skateboarding in there. I think it has such a significant part of history embedded within it in terms of music and fashion. I mean, I get so much of my inspiration from the skateboarding scene in terms of fashion. I've found so much music I love watching skate vids. And yeah, I think it's an extremely important part of culture. But someone told me, I was at a skate shop back when I was on exchange. We found this really cool skate shop in Switzerland, I think. It was super cool. But we walk in, we're chatting with the owner, and he said that skateboarding's kind of dead and it's like dying. And I can't really understand why that is. Are less people skateboarding? I mean, I know I haven't touched mine in a really long time, but I still feel like immersed in the culture. I don't really know. I do see a lot of skateboarders kind of switching gears a little bit, getting more into acting, into music, da-da-da-da-da. But before we go on to our last song of the hour, I want to remind y'all, I am Abby. This is my show, Fly on the Wall, for the Observers, the Pollinators, and the Disturbers. I am on CFRC 101.9 every Thursday from 3 to 4. Next up, we have a song by my favorite artist of all time, Tyler, the Creator. He is super embedded in that culture scene I was just talking about. He makes my favorite music. I think he's a genius. I watch all of his interviews, and I think his personality is also genius. He's so confident and just oozes creativity and oozes just everything I kind of want to embody. It's super awesome. If y'all watched the Grammys a few weeks back, he kind of in his performance killed his past two personas, which is making me super hopeful for a new era of Tyler. He killed his Chromacopia era and then ran over his Don't Tap the Glass era with the car. It was a super sick performance. He's always doing the most in the best way. But this is probably one of my favorite songs by him ever, featuring Lola Young, who also just won a Grammy. And it was really cute, her little acceptance speech. But this is Like Him.
Damn. Every time I look at you, I swear to God, you got that feet. You got body. You got the long arms, fingers, flat feet, big.
She said that I make expressions like him. My legs to my shoulders and my chin like him. My waist and I don't know.
and affection, attention.
He's a good guy, so don't hold that against him.